My name is Tibor Varga, and I'm a pastor of a church called Calvary Chapel that started here, you know, in 1990 in Subotica. And since then, I'm involved in this work, working with young people, poor people who are just out of the society system, and just sharing with them the gospel and seeing the transformation that God is doing in their lives. So this is my basic work. And then you have to know also that 13 years ago, it started a new way of working, and this is like the NGO that is formed here. It's called Eastern European Outreach, Ost Europa Mission, based from Switzerland. And since this time, humanitarian work with people in need in the surroundings. And now we are focusing on refugees. We find out 7 years ago, it was like 2010, refugees started to show up in our city. And we wonder, you know, who are they? And we started to go out to find out the details of these people. First of all, we didn't have no idea what to do or how to do it. But we saw them very disoriented and also in a way like, you know, people in need outside of the outskirts of the city, near the trash pile of the city, and later on, you know, in the background of the famous brick factory in the so-called jungle. So, and those are the places where these refugees started to be around and to hide and to make some tents, to make some shelters for themselves, as they were just crossing the border at that time without any problem. They were just, you know, having their journey, you know, from east to the west and crossing the borders. And here was kind of a stop for them when they tried just to, you know, to stay for a while and after get farther from this place. Their culture is different, and they don't know because they are not able to communicate well. So basically, people are afraid, you know, what are these people going to do, or what their aim, or, you know, I mean, it's an unknown thing. And usually when you don't know something, maybe you can have some kind of, you know, tension, because, you know, you're afraid of the unknown things. People in Subotica, mainly, they are not against the refugees. I would say the people are not kind of, you know, so much afraid of them. The majority of them, you know, being that our country, and especially in Subotica also, there are many, many nationalities, many people who came from some other places. So this is like an environment where people are not so much afraid, you know. Some people were helping me also, saying, oh, these poor guys are coming from far away, let's help them. But now the other side is like also, why is the police intervening in some ways? Like, you know, they do evacuating people who are not registered in the camps. Now, they are not doing it all the time, but, you know, when there is a lot of people in one place, then they will do an action and they will take them away. For instance, what happened, you know, last week, they took away about 3 buses of people back to Preševo, to the Preševo camp, official camp, refugee official camp. And now in this way, in Subotica, out of the official camp, there are less people wandering and are just, you know, surviving in the wilderness. So this is the way that the police is intervening. And I don't know all the details. I mean, I'm not an official one. I see just the consequences. Consequences are that you know, that these people are catched, like, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they just took them in the buses and they took them back to Preševo. Right now, I estimate about 70 people, of them just ran away from other places and tried to hide. Why? Because they don't want to be registered. Because they know if they are registered, it will take forever to cross the border. We don't have any other protection that we can give to them. We are forbidden as an NGO also to do any humanitarian work to the people who are out of the system. So basically what we are doing is kind of, you know, I won't say go around the laws, but I mean, the existence of the NGO, the humanitarian organization, is to help people in need. Now, you know, if I see, you know, a dog on the street, you know, and it's hungry, I will give it to eat, even if they say, you know, it's forbidden to feed dogs on the street, because it's hungry. I mean, if you see human beings, somebody is laying on the ground and he's half dead, you know, yeah, I won't ask him, you know, about his identity. I won't ask if he's a terrorist or he has a passport or not, you know, he has a visa or not. I will help him. So this is our standpoint.
What do you think of the new Hungarian border system that they are confronted with?
What I think about that? Well, you know, you see what's happening. My opinion is that every country has the right to decide who will enter his country and in which way. For example, if I'm going through the border without my documents to any country, I will be arrested immediately. Because you know, I'm not allowed to pass any border without identification. I think that it's a very, very tough decision. So my job is not to judge any political, you know, decision, but is to help people who are right now in this moment in need. I tell them exactly that, you know, it's a double fence, and what is the procedure over there if they catch them. And I talk to people many times that basically, if you go through the border, if you succeed, I mean, there are, you know, all kinds of systems that they will catch them. But what is the game? So the game is, like, you know, they are going through the border in bigger groups. And so if they are, like, let's say there are 40, 50 people at once, they're crossing the border, they cut off through the fences, and they get into the territory. Now, if there are so many people, they just disperse in more groups. And, like, let's say, you know, 70% is taken away, but the rest succeeds. So that gives them a chance to get through. And it's not so much, but they do it. And I talk to people who just came back, you know, I don't know, 5-6 times, maybe 10 times. They intended to get it. They went to jail. They went all kind of, you know, hardship. And they still want to get across, because you have to understand also that you know, these people are coming from places where it's very, I mean, very tough. They take, I won't say they take it easy, but it's not so much tragic for them than the places they are coming from. So we have to understand this kind of, you know, thinking of them. It's like, you know, it's a hardship, but, you know, they want to get through. I mean, they are very desperate to just to get away. They don't want to go back. I think that it will be increase pressure, you know, of more people being here. And something should happen, or it will be a humanitarian disaster if our country or some other countries don't move on that. That will cause, then it will cause a repercussion. I'm a Christian, and I have Christian perspective of this. I know that God loves everybody, every people in the world, and they need really a touch of love. If they don't get that, you know, everything will just go mad and wild.